cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see.
I like that dramatic pause.
Want to see them dancing, walking around on those. What are they called? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's the word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of the world. I'm not listening.
Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
What happened? What? Why is it not cute? You know, I'm totally going to start off with talking about that. I cannot believe you put this on this recording.
Ready? Go ahead.
Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is June 11th, 2012.
Monday.
Episode
424.
And in the background, you can hear the shuttle taking off. But it's a must. We have to have this going on right now.
Yeah, that would be that would be our air conditioning.
At the beginning of the show, you heard a lovely song
fuck
by
you, Brad.
Ariel.
Oh, why was that? Fuck you, Bradley. I guess I'm used to being angry at you.
You heard
recently.
A lovely song by Ariel.
Or Ariel.
No, Ariel.
Ariel.
It's Ariel. Yeah.
It was
Ariel from Indiana.
First of all,
Indiana.
I didn't know we were being
which
recorded.
Which means Ariel.
Second of all, that was called hold music while the two of them were getting ready for the next show.
Oh, I was ready to record you.
Didn't even record from the beginning.
You know
the song.
You love it. People are going to call in. They're going, oh my God, you should go. Now,
if you were recording, I would have done a better job.
They're going to go, oh my God, you should be on that show. Whatever that show you guys watch with the Broadway shit.
Yeah, no.
What's it called? The Sing Off? No. The
it's
one
acapella.
With. The one with what's her face from American Idol? Catherine McPhee.
Smash. Oh, Smash.
Yeah, you should be on Smash.
Please, I wish. I can't be on Foul Monkeys anymore. Why?
I'm on Smash.
I'm a Smash. I'll be moving to New York and or LA.
Actually, they're coming to me because I'm so good. They're coming to Chicago.
Yes. Whatever.
Welcome, you guys. We hope you enjoyed the last show. It was a quick one. We had to hurry up and get out of there.
Right, we have a lot to do, so we probably should get started. First,
should we call?
Why don't you get that ready? And while you're getting that ready, since you have our expert's phone number, Brad, James, and I went to see a fantastic concert over the weekend.
So good.
We went to the James Laswell concert at Shuba's.
It's Greg Laswell.
Oh, sorry, Greg. Greg Laswell. It was fantastic, and Elizabeth and the Catapult.
There you go.
Opened, who is amazing. I can't believe that
girl's amazing. I love it.
I can't believe that she's not more
famous.
Well known. Yeah, but she's been touring with him the last month, so they did a lot of stuff together as well.
She's also on his new album, which is awesome,
and a very beautiful, kind of heart wrenching song too. But it was a fantastic concert. I don't know if anyone in Chicago.
What kind of music is that?
It's good music.
It's, I don't know how to describe it.
Do you have the CD?
Indie rock.
Yeah.
We have several CDs of it.
Oh.
Here.
The RC listener asked me, who's the indie music person? I'm like, well, he goes, who's the indie guy? And I'm like, what do you mean? Oh, you must mean Indiana. That's Waylon. And he's like, no, I meant music. I was like, oh, I guess that's Brad.
Brad listens to
us. I guess so, yeah.
We have both have some pretty widespread taste, except he does the whole Spotify, listens to a bunch of indie stuff where...
Remember, 3 seconds and we have to turn it off.
If we were getting paid.
Because Greg Laswell listens to this.
But Shuba's is a really
small venue. It's all standing. We were right close to the stage. Mm-hmm. It was really intimate. The concert was really, really nice. And actually, they have fantastic food in their the Melody Grill, which is next door.
Harmony Grill.
Harmony Grill.
Whatever. It's music.
Yeah.
You ready?
It's music. Uh-huh.
I hate it.
This is the one with Elizabeth Zimmern. And that's it.
Can we fast forward? What the hell did he just say?
Funny you say that. I think you should play the one with the video has the balls bouncing. Something that he may know. During the concert, I told Bradley afterwards.
I turned it down.
Oh, I was like, what's going on with my phone?
I told him afterwards. I was like, he's great live, but you can't understand a damn thing he says.
Right.
He doesn't enunciate.
All I heard was...
This is a song that a lot of people have seen the video on.
Was this in a movie?
No, I don't mind.
He does have a lot of music that are in movies.
I don't mind.
Anyway, his music is really fantastic live, and he's
a everything from me.
It's a good sex song because it's got a nice like take everything from me. Take it.
Take everything. Oh, Bradley.
Well, we don't share
We're
that.
Done.
Anyway, yeah, so that was a nice concert.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
So when we did that, that was fantastic. That was a good time. That was the middle of the midsummer stuff. We got a little break from that to go that. So,
yeah. I mean, I liked the venue. It was nice, except for the drunk bitches in front of us.
Oh, my God.
What?
We have to pause.
Illinois listeners, if we find out more, mm-hmm. we'll post it on the website or
yes.
maybe point in direction to the right place.
So. He was funny. He was a good person. He was always on Twitter talking with us. So, yeah, I don't know. That kind of brought down the mood there for a second, but we're going to try to make this funny again. Because we all know how.
We care for our listeners. Right,
we do. And that's the first time anything happened like that I know of. So,
sad.
And I know he was a listener to a lot of other podcasters too. So I'm sure they're sad as well. So what were we talking about before this news break? Do we remember? Should we pause?
You were getting an Ask the Expert
phone
call ready.
Because Bjorn wanted us to talk about sex and farts, so we decided to come up with a question: what do you do if you have to have if you're having sex and you need to fart? So we're going to call Christian from the That's What She Said podcast because I have a feeling this happens to him a lot.
All the time.
So let me cue the phone call. He might be working, but if not, we will contact someone else that we think would be an expert at that. Fucking loser.
Your call has been forwarded.
All right, so who else can we call? I can call my other sister to see if she'll call. She'll respond.
What about calling Rambo Redhead? I'm sure he has a lot to say.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure he'll have a lot to say. We don't have enough time for that.
Oh.
Let's see. I'm trying to think who we can call here. We could call Bjorn, I guess. Should we call Bjorn? I'm looking through. Oh. We'll call my friend Allison. She's a True Blood, like, fanatic. She said last night's episode was crazy.
Don't talk about it.
She said it was phenomenal. Oh, it's almost 10 o'clock there.
No, it's almost 11.
Hmm?
It's almost 11. It's 8:50 here. It's 9. Oh, wait, never mind.
Oh,
sorry, you rubbed off on me.
You need to do your math.
You rubbed off on me, Ricky.
Allison, you suck too. We should probably prearrange these.
Pretty much.
Well, let's talk about something else and let me see who I can find. And then we'll just go from there.
I think it's called Bjorn.
Bjorn?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let me get his number.
So exciting, guys. So I want to say that today was intensely hot and not I was probably maybe two blocks away from work and my shirt was already drenched in sweat. And then I was on the train and I don't know if she was flirting with me or not, but every time like somebody bumped into me, she looked up at me and she's like,
was she giving you the eyes?
Did I couldn't really tell because she didn't have that big of tits, but she rocked what she had.
Oh, that must have been sad.
No, it wasn't sad. It was like maybe an A or B.
That's sad.
No.
No, I'm pretty sure anything less than a D is sad.
No, you can still motorboat this.
I guess if you want to motorboat freckles.
Oh, fuck.
Freckles the clown.
Let's call Bjorn. You ready?
Speaking of freckles.
Maybe. Here we go. If he doesn't answer his phone.
Hello?
Bjorn.
Yeah?
It's Ricky.
Oh, Jesus.
He knows.
Hi, Bjorn.
He knows. Hello, hello.
So, how are you?
Give me a second.
Huh?
I'm good. I'm just watching hockey.
What? It's very butch.
God, so straight.
Well, he is from Minnesota, so.
Minnesota.
It's kind of in my blood.
Ugh, gross. Sorry about that. So hey.
What's the question?
Well,
how do you know we're asking about that?
Right. Totally. We could have been calling to see how you were doing.
I know you better than that.
Okay. So no, we do have cool. a question anyway. For you. It's actually, it was started by you, but I think Waylon's going to ask you the question. So I'm going to pass the phone over to Waylon, okay?
Okay.
Do-do-do-do. Hello, Bjorn.
Hey, Waylon.
So the question has to do with farting during sex. So I guess...
Repeat that.
Farting during sex.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and I'm sure as I told Ricky, they're all laughing, but as I told Ricky, I think everyone has a farting and sex story and or techniques that are used that, you know, when someone's going down on you and you kind of feel like the fart's coming, exactly what do you do? So what do you do when you have to fart during sex?
See, that's never happened to me because unlike Ricky, I have a healthy system. So it all works fine. I mean, I've never had that happen in any experience.
Well,
I have burped.
In someone's mouth.
What's the difference?
Did you burp in their mouth or in their ass?
On their dick. but I was drunk, so that's my experience on that one.
So, Bjorn, what would you do if you were having sex and you had to fart? What would you do? Or what have others done to you?
As far as I know, no one's done anything to me. I would just hold it as much as I could.
What if someone...
I don't know. I honestly have no experience on this.
What if someone...
I guess I would have to find out. I would try to get advice from Frank or Brian, because knowing that Brian has the worst gas on the face of the earth, that might be my technique. Just learn from the expert.
Oh, my God.
Now, what would you do if someone farted while you were having sex, like with you? Would you call him out on it? Would you be a nice guy and act like it didn't happen?
I'd probably just act like it didn't happen, unless it was a clear the room situation. But mostly because you're pretty relaxed. If you're doing it right, they're relaxed. So, you know, something's gone well.
Gotcha.
I think Brad has a question for
no.
you. No, he's totally cool with it. Okay. He told me the only time he had issues with it is when other people asked him. But since I'm up in Chicago now, it's not an issue. So Brad's going to ask you a question now, okay?
Okay.
So what about the guys you date? Don't they eat prunes?
What?
What about the guys you date? Don't they eat prunes when they have gastrointestinal issues?
No. No one I know has. Nope. You just don't have sex after Mexican food. That's the only rule I have.
Or Indian.
Waylon says.
Oh, that's a given. You can't be near somebody after Indian food. It's like, you know, you sing from over here.
No curry cratch.
Sorry, Ricky.
Well, we thought this would be more funny. You didn't come through, really.
Well, that's the story of my life, you know.
Oh, no.
I'm all about the disappointment.
Oh.
But let's look at it on the bright side. If you really want to know about farting and sex, you do know you can call the vegetarian expert. I mean, she farts on the phone. So Lauren might be even a better case than me.
That is true.
I'm just going to call her out on this.
See, Rainbow Redhead, she's a nasty bitch.
Right.
Based on the stories of the Ricky-Lauren relationship, I'm surprised that apartment didn't smell all the time.
Well, true, but we also can't call Lauren for everything.
No, because we've already called her about uncut penises and some other stuff, so we needed to call someone new. And we've already called, we tried to call Christian, but he didn't pick up the phone, and we called Frank already for something.
Well, the rule of thumb is, as long as somebody doesn't fart in your face, probably okay. If you're farting your face, you're getting into that spray fart situation. And you know, particles matter, and all of a sudden, it just turns into like a really bad episode of PNS explosion.
Right, and then and then you get pink eye.
Again, sorry, Ricky.
I guess my question is because I would think if someone farted while you were having sex, I would laugh. Would that be an option for you?
It could be. You know, it depends on the situation. I mean, like, if you're into somebody, you know, you're fucking them, that happens. There's always that noise, you know. That's not the key deal. But if they're blowing you and you fart, I think I giggle, you know.
That means you're, like, one step closer to a Blumpkin, right?
Was that just a Blumpkin?
That's probably a half step closer than you want to be. So.
Right.
Ew.
All right, Bjorn, we're going to let you go. Thank you for being our expert tonight.
Sorry, I sucked.
I love you, Bjorn.
Goodbye.
Bye,
love you.
Do you have anything else to add?
About I can't how wait awesome. To hear the episode.
Well, I do. Of course. Duh.
Duh.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All
right,
bye.
All right, bye. Okay.
So, now, what would our listeners do? Why don't you tweet us about what are your techniques? I've totally had to fart when Bradley's, like, you know, going down, and you're like, this feels good, but I have to move his head. So then, you know, you're like,
kiss me.
You're like, kiss me. Come up here. And then you try to see if you try to guess, is it going to be a stinky one or is it not going to be a stinky one?
You do the little.
Or spread your cheeks when they're like, you know, your lips are busy, so it doesn't make any sound. Or you just do the whole thing like, I'm going to be on top now. And then you flip them over and you start making out top of them so that your ass is in the air and it goes out.
So I love how he says this, but like a couple of last times that this has happened, he's like, watch out.
I have never done it while your face was down there.
No, I said, you gave me warning, so you gave me time to move. But you're like, watch out.
Watch out.
Well, you know, because there's also the time where you don't have time to be coy and be like, we're not going to act like this can happen. No, this is going to happen, and it's going to happen sooner than planned.
Watch out and turn the fan off.
Move your head.
Oh, it's all fun and games until you fart in somebody's face.
Yes, while they're giving you a blowjob.
So remember we had an Ask the Expert last week about peeing in the shower? Well, we had one person respond. It was Lauren. She goes, well, no wonder my feet never burned after they got stung by those jellyfish in Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she didn't mind that I peed in the shower.
I'm sure she did when she tried to clean it.
She probably has no feet left.
Right.
So, what else we got going on? You want to read the 5-star review?
Wait, sure,
James Brad Leroy.
James Brad Leroy.
Do we do 1-star clap, even though it's a 5-star?
Yeah.
One star review. But it's really a 5.
Right.
But it's really a 5.
Because we're that good.
All right. Today's 1-star review is brought to you by Robert Holdcraft.
How do you describe this voice you're going to do?
It's going to be a little posh and a little bit uppity.
Do you like Reader's Theater mystery, you know, like the old British mystery theater guy?
Hilariat. I can't do that.
Way to go, Ricky.
Hilary ensues. I must be honest. I started listening shortly after Ricky moved to Chicago. After devouring all the available shows hosted by the wonderful trio from the Windy City, I went back and started listening to the old shows of Ricky and Julian in Florida. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, 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 dot. The podcast has definitely improved with time.
Oh.
Shows hosted by Ricky, Waylon, and James are funny enough to have me laughing out loud at work and wiping tears from mirth from my eyes. Oh, tears of mirth from my eyes. Anyway, I've fallen all over again for the Three Foul Monkeys from Boys Town. It's a great show. Keep it up, boys.
I like that voice.
Do you?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I just wonder that we don't live in Boys Town.
We don't live in Boys Town, but we can pretend that we do.
Yeah.
No, well, Chicago is Boys Town.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
That is a good review.
Now, he said that he...
Thank you, Robert Holdcraft.
Now, I think he emailed me. Maybe it was a different person.
Yeah.
I can't think exactly here. Oh, we have another Ask the Expert, too. I saw. He said he went back to listen to us. But it sounded like he was a listener before, and then he stopped, and then he started listening again, and then went back to Florida. Is that true? Can you let us know?
I don't know. It sounded like he started listening to you right when you moved to Chicago, and then he went back and
listened to
the stuff pre-Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
PC.
But it says, I've fallen all over again for the Three Foul Monkeys from Boys Town.
Probably because he fell in love with us.
He listened to the old...
Fell in love with us again.
Okay.
He hated it.
Hated it.
We do that when we have a tour and it just doesn't go so well, mm-hmm. and they leave, and we look at the other person in the room. We're just like, hated it. I have a voicemail queued up.
Okay,
do that?
Let's do a voicemail.
Ringling a ding. We've got a phone call.
Phone call. I'm surprised the mics are working so well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because it's cold in here.
Maybe because I'm telling you, my microphone used to go out when I was doing too much heavy breathing, talking too closely. Mm-hmm.
And I still have that microphone.
Yeah, but you haven't really done it that much until you're...
It's because I'm above it.
And you're also, you know, trying not to talk too much, like, in your sexy Brad voice.
You haven't
voice.
Talked a lot either this show.
Yes, I have.
Okay, I guess.
Yes, I have.
Phone call.
Fucking phone call.
Hey, you guys, it's Melinda. I just wanted to give you guys a quick call and say I'm listening all the time. I know I'm not good about calling. But that stuff about Great America fucking cracked me up because I just went last year with my girlfriends. And, yeah, that wooden one, no, not happy because I know the man
Splinters.
Behind the curtain on that one is not a wizard. All those nuts and bolts in that wood, something's bound to go wrong. Mama didn't like that one. So, love that. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. You know I love you guys. Especially that honey boy, Leroy.
Hey, baby.
I hope that you're having a good time and loving life, and I can't wait to see you in Vegas.
Oh, I can't wait to be next to you in the room.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Every time I hear her voice, it just makes me smile.
I know I love her.
It's amazing.
I cannot wait to see
So this
her.
Means that more listeners need to come to Pride 48 because the connections that we have created with those listeners are magical.
It's amazing.
Just like
because I can't wait to see Miranda. I can't wait to see Melissa too.
Mm-hmm. She's gonna pick us up from the airport, but she says she's gonna have a bigger sign this time.
A bigger sign.
I know. I think she should bedazzle it.
Pedazzle
it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, Melissa!
Melissa, you should have your husband there with a pedazzled penis.
Is he coming?
Well, I don't know. Is he? Good one.
Oh yeah.
What are you gonna say? Oh my God, what?
She needs to come her sign needs to be bejazzled. Like,
right.
Literally just sit there with her legs open,
mm-hmm.
down by the carousel. It'd fit right in Vegas.
It would. No one, people are like, whatever.
Look, it's a showgirl.
So we have a long email. Well, it's a message from... No, it is an email to us.
Laugh my balls.
Would you like to read it, Waylon?
Sure.
I can turn the computer around.
Sure.
The computer.
While you're turning the computer around, I have a big week next week, and I'm a little nervous about it.
Oh, can't pull too far.
but I'm actually presiding over my stepbrother's wedding.
The cute one.
Yeah, I wrote a ceremony, and I'm marrying them all on my online minister. What?
Oh, so like, could you put in their like papers that if you decide that you need to get divorced, there's people waiting for you in Chicago?
No, because he is the straightest, cutest little doofy boy ever. He will never be gay. And I don't think that he'd ever be drunk enough to let
you
suck his cock. So,
aww,
so this is from Don, Punk Ryan. Hey guys, here's a question I have for you. How do you trim or manscape? Do not remember if this topic was discussed. I've been listening to this podcast now for a couple of years. I gave you guys a 5-star review on iTunes, and you know what? I never got the clap. But I've had everything else.
Wait. He wanted the clap. The 1-star review clap.
I know, but he also made a joke about himself about how he's had everything else, but...
I didn't like that joke.
I did. That was hilarious.
It was really wait. Just because you don't clap.
1-star review.
Wait. 1-star review.
That's for you.
Anyway.
Now you've had everything.
I live in the witch city. Can you figure it out?
Salem. Massachusetts.
Salem. I'm typing this during my third cup of joe.
Nailed it.
And I think I'm all over the map.
Salem from Days of Our Lives.
My review on iTunes was from the Deejlet.
DJ something.
Oh, from DJ Let, and I had to use my initials because all the ones I wanted were taken. Tried about 10 of the fuckers. My first name is Dennis with one N. Okay, so I'll keep listening and keep up the great, fantastic podcast. Later.
Hollers.
No, hey, Trim, Don.
Mm-hmm.
We did, I think, kind of focus on this once about the manscaping.
Was it a long time ago? I don't know.
Yeah.
If
so what do you do, Ricky?
I am a trimmer. I do not partake in the baldness.
I do not partake in the baldness either. I find baldness a little disturbing.
My testicular area, I like to be smooth. But the rest of it, not quite a landing strip, but not quite...
How about a thunderbolt?
No.
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening.
Me, Galileo. Galileo.
Zero.
This is really funny because I was actually talking to Jason and his brother about...
Oh, Jason's hot
Jason
straight brother.
A brother right there?
A brother over here?
Wait, who's Jason and his brother?
Jason from Nebraska that we gave a ride back home.
I don't know if you met him. Anyway.
Anyway, his straight brother is really hot.
And I was talking to them about this and trimming and everything and like bushes and all this kind of stuff. And his brother's like, oh, I like a good bush. And I'm like, I don't. And I like to trim. And we went into this whole discussion and he goes like, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable. And I'm like, what? Because I trimmed my bush into a unicorn? And he's just like, what?
Wait, so he likes a bush on a girl?
I guess so. I don't know. It's disgusting.
When I have to look at vagina, I don't want to see all that. I want to see a smooth, not smooth, but like short groomed
when
area.
You like to look at a vagina.
Mm-hmm. Like if I'm forced to look at a vagina, I want it to be trimmed. Melinda Marissa Miranda, could you tell us?
Oh, she's a trimmer, please.
She's total trims.
Even though she's hippie enough, I can see her not.
Nope, yeah.
She's totally a...
she's a trimmer.
She's a trimmer.
Well, with that dress on she had last year, she better been.
Well, we all saw it was underneath.
Are you going to wear a sexy dress again? We want you to.
Oh, God.
So thank you, Dennis, with a 1N, for messaging us. Should we call somebody to ask them? Or?
No. Mm. No.
We're kind of running on... Oh, whoa. Okay, we're good.
Oh, shit. It's like, we can't make that up again.
I do have 2 phone calls.
Oh, okay. Let's do a phone call. 2 phone calls.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding! We've got a phone call!
Phone call.
Fucking shit.
Well, hey, Bow Monkey. This is Bjorn. So I've got a question. And before you go to an Ask the Expert situation, I want to hear your responses first, and then you can ask an expert. I don't really care who. But, so how would you crew somebody up in the bar? And what would cause you to, what would be the first thing you saw that would be like, I want to cruise that person? So, go for it. Tell us all. How would you pick somebody up, cruise somebody in the bar? And then you can call one of your four friends, and they can, or Lauren, and they can tell you how they cruise somebody in the bar. All right, bye.
Whoa.
Excuse me, we have 10 personal friends.
Whoa. Yes, we do, because it makes planning everything difficult.
Right. So, how would you cruise someone in a bar and pick them up?
Well, I don't.
If you were able to.
Even when I was, I don't.
Actually,
you do. Because that's skeezy.
You still pick them up.
That's skeezy.
You just can't go home with them.
No.
I'm a drawn into the eyes kind of guy.
I like a smile.
It's a smile, an eyes thing. Honestly, it's that. Like, first, you know, you do have to be cute. But normally, I don't think, if I'm trying to think if I've ever really cruised someone in a bar, it has never been just from, like, you see a person and you're like, that is what I'm taking home. I've never done that. However, I've been like, that I'm going to have a conversation with.
Mm-hmm. See, I think, like, what comes down to with a cute thing, it's like, it's a generalized cute. You don't have to be gorgeous. It's just, it's like, adorable, you know? And then you make that connection almost. And then I think that's where it starts is, oh, hey. Like, you see the person across the room and you see that, like, the eye contact, you're like, oh, he's interested too.
I will not talk to anyone that has not smiled and let me see their teeth first. I'm sorry. I have to see that. I cannot. Oh, I know it's awful of me, but I cannot deal with, like, bad teeth. Because all I can think about is that their breath is going to come kill me. But other than that, then, you know, whatever. Just cute and a great smile and pretty eyes. Pretty blue eyes on a nice tan body.
Yeah, I'm totally a personality / like what we talked about, things like that. Yeah.
Do you talk with your eyes before you go talk with them?
No, I talk with my smile and my eyes. Please.
Oh, I hate when we're out with Brad and the guys just walk up to him and they're like, oh my God, you're so adorable. And he's like, stop it. No, I'm not. Yeah, you are. You are. Yeah. I know.
But you know.
That happens.
But you know, those are the weird ones too.
They are, like, really weird.
They're like, no offense, Bjorn. They're like 80 years old. And
they touch your hair all the time. That's really weird.
Me?
Yeah, they like do this with your hair.
Well, it looks like an ice cream scoop at the, or like an ice cream top at the moment.
It looks like a chicken's ass.
That too. I've gotten that. Who's shaking? That.
Me.
That's me. I'm shaking my
leg. I'm shaking my leg.
You guys need to both knock it off.
I'm playing a game on my iPad.
Rude.
Field Runners.
I don't even know what that is. So that's the last phone call we have?
We have one more.
Oh, okay. Well, are we going to call somebody for that?
I'm going to call Josh. That's a great Josh question because he's a whore.
No, he doesn't pick him up in a bar. He picks
Mark.
Him up.
No. On several reasons.
Because he's a listener first, friend second?
Yes, and because I said several reasons, I'm now going to get a tweet about this. What did you mean? Right, Mark?
Totally.
And let me look through my phone.
Send. Josh, why not Josh?
Call Josh too many times. I think people are tired of him.
I thought everyone wants to talk to Josh.
We tell him that to make him feel good.
Oh my God, I loved your post, your tweet to him. That was talking totally about him. And today I loved, he goes, I know you weren't talking about me. And you're like, actually, kind of was.
We should call Keith in Louisiana. Because he picks him up off of websites.
He was voted off this island, remember?
But he could always be voted on for 1 second.
I think of a listener, if you want to be an expert, send us your telephone number and what you're an expert in. And we'll add you to our list. Of Let's experts.
Call, I wish we could call Nanad.
Oh, God. So do I.
I'm still looking, so you guys just chill out for a second.
Na, da, 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 da. So the Tonys.
Maybe we can go into song again.
No, speaking of song, though, the Tonys were this weekend.
Yes.
Brad and I watched them.
I did
We
not.
Made a nice grilled dinner and had some wine.
And some, we mean 2 bottles total.
Yes. I have to say, I thought they were a little lackluster compared to some years, but I also think that that's because there's not a a lot of super exciting stuff on Broadway, to be honest. Some of the winners I thought definitely deserved it. I was pretty happy overall. But I don't think we're going to be seeing a lot of these performances at the, you know, like a show tunes night anytime soon.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had a good time. I was sad that, you know, Sater wasn't listening at the watching at the same time because of the whole time difference. So we didn't get to see his live tweeting while watching it.
Oh, he was there?
No. He was watching on the West Coast, but they didn't play at the same time. There was a delay.
Oh. I thought he took a picture from, like, in the studio.
No. He had a Tony's party, though, with a bunch of other podcasters.
Oh. That's how that works.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to have a party.
Well, I was going to, but then there was just too much shit going on. And, like, any of y'all would have...
Both of you are doing it.
Like, any of you would have come.
And he did it again.
I always want to laugh and just go boom. All right, so I guess we'll call Josh.
Laugh and go boom.
I wanted to call Walt, but he's not answering me. He's probably in bed. He's probably asleep. He got married this weekend.
Yeah, he got married.
That's so awesome.
His pictures were so great. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Good job.
And he invited everyone but me. Thanks.
We can call my biological father.
The gay one?
Yep. The not so gay one yet. I wonder if Junior's up. Listen.
We could call JD.
Yeah, JD in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
But he asked how to pick up a boyfriend last time.
So? That doesn't mean he doesn't know how to pick up a boyfriend. No, he says, how do you get a good boyfriend?
All right, we'll see if Josh picks up. If not, we'll call JD.
Or what about Jason?
Should we still sing to
him? Hey, you've reached Josh.
I'm afraid it has his number, so we won't call.
All right. It doesn't, because we've done it before.
All right. Someone's had a number, though.
Let's do this.
Gotta beep that shit out.
Yeah, we did.
Hey, JD. Let's give you a call. I miss those 619 area codes and the 858s.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
So you're on the show, JD.
What?
We are calling you on the show. You are our Ask the Expert.
Oh, shit.
Hi, JD. Hi, JD.
JD.
Hiya.
Just talk a little louder, please.
You got to be a little
hiya.
Louder.
Hiya. I hope this ain't dirty because my neighbors are going to hear me.
So? They heard dirtier things. So what was the question?
I was gone this weekend. No, they didn't.
Here's the question from Waylon.
Hello.
Waylon, I'm watching the Tonys.
Oh, you are? Day late's better than never at all, so congrats.
I was traveling.
Do you find them so far to be a little lackluster?
So far, yes.
Yeah, but you know, there's
MPH is absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely, okay. And there are some great moments, but so I'll be curious to see how you feel about that. But so one of our one of our listeners called in and wanted, or actually Bjorn, and he wanted to know, what like your process is on picking someone up on the bar. What is it that makes you want to say that's the guy I'm going to pick up, and then what is the process that you go through when to pick up someone?
Usually it's kind of, I can tell when it's mutual. Like, you know, your eyes catch and you know what's going to go down. So,
oh, there's not even talking.
Down your throat.
There's not even talking.
If things go as planned, yes.
Yeah, so, and Ricky says there's not even talking.
Yeah, actually, most of the time, oh gosh, that's usually how it goes for me. So, I'm never like that. Like, or they approach me, so it's not that hard. So
it's always better when they approach you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I have another question for you.
Oh gosh. Okay, go ahead.
Oh no, finish. Tell us what it is. Do you like look at the eyes, the smile, the butt, the penis?
Oh yeah.
What do you look at?
Usually. usually I can tell, and yes, usually in Latin. But
see, told you.
That's just what I was going to ask you.
He's the frown what? On brown.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to ask him.
He's the frown on brown.
The friends that told you to frown on brown, you need to dislike them.
No. Trust me, it was just a momentary trial. There's no way it's going to happen, and it certainly hasn't.
I mean, who likes white guys? Ugh.
I actually, I was like a month or so ago, I met a white guy, and you're making out, and I literally thought, oh, wow, when's the last time I met out with a white guy?
Here's Brad again.
So, since you're coming to Chicago soon.
Yes, I can't wait.
You could be on the show.
You could totally be on the show. He messaged me about how he does not want to sit on old couches that are stained with blue hair and cum.
Oh.
We talked about it on the show.
Thanks, Josh.
It's only the back of the couch.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. So you should be on the show, and we'll work it out.
All righty.
But, yeah.
Don't sound so excited.
Did you get that?
All righty. Yay! <See?
laughs> Perfect. All right. Well, do you have anything else to add, JD?
I'm excited to see you in Wailing Inn and to meet Ricky.
Yay!
And to be in Chicago and eat and have fun, and I can't wait.
It's going to be fracking hot.
Ricky. Remember, really? He can't hear us. Ricky hates that.
Ricky hates when I say fracking.
You're so...
All right, well, I miss you. I hope you're having fun.
Oh, miss you too. I actually thought about you. I was listening to new Regina Spektor today. I'm like, oh, Brad.
Gross.
He came to Chicago once, and we tried to go see Regina Spektor, but then we got too drunk.
and you puked that night.
I did, actually. That was fun.
That was lovely.
All right, well, have a good night.
Okay. See have a good night, boy.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Okay, we're at 42 minutes. Thank you, JD, and we're glad that you're super excited to be on the show.
Yeah.
We have an email to read.
Yes.
And then we need to get out of here, right?
Yeah, so before we do the email, next show, what we have to talk about, we have the post-family visit of Brad James,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be epic.
Well, there's probably going to be some kind of fest in there.
Yeah, I'll be pissing my pants because it'll be the night before the rehearsal dinner.
Josh and I will be going to the Puerto Rican festival, probably.
Oh my God, really?
And hopefully we get shot.
So, speaking of being shot, if you didn't hear your voicemail, we still have one more to go, but we'll listen to that on the next show.
Oh.
Let's fit it in.
It's only 20 seconds. Fit it in.
All right, let's cue it up. Let's cue it up, baby.
Okay, this is RC calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Just seeing what was up.
What's
I don't know. I thought maybe you had some questions to ask me about the pussy condoms or something.
Oh, we haven't read it yet.
All right. Well, you can give me a call. My number.
Whoa.
We'll just stop it right there. Hopefully he didn't say anything else.
He did send us an email, which has to deal with pussy condoms, which we're going to read now.
Yes.
So we'll have questions, and then you have to respond to them by voicemail.
Yes.
By voicemail. Respond to voicemail, and then we will talk about this, and we'll call an expert at our next phone call.
So he goes, I love that you guys put out a new show. I seriously came home and downloaded more shows on my lunch break. I would like to hear the shuttle stuff, probably because he probably couldn't.
He was there. He heard it.
No, I'm saying you probably couldn't
hear
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it was really loud on the bus. I wonder if I ran into you guys at all during Bear Pride. So did you guys get any of those pussy condoms at IML? I have never seen them and them give those away. I know the idea of anal sex with these is not a new one. I just trip out on how many gay guys freak out on the whole thing. A buddy I was with told me that they work great. He said they fall right into place and feel like nothing at all. I was like, okay. So of course I had to try one out. I couldn't believe how good it felt and natural they just fell into place. Safety first. Wow. So are any of you guys going to the Pitchfork Music Festival? It becomes one of my annual traditions, as is Bear Pride. I always just have so much fun and meet the best people. I told myself maybe I will invest the time slash money in another run next year, but I know I will be back. I have more and more fun each year. Well, you asked for a line. I gave you a rail. Oh, yeah. Where is the Mexican restaurant you guys love? I thought about calling, but I was scared.
So first, you probably saw me because I was standing at the info booth giving answers to people's questions all damn day, the entire time registration was open, the 3 days it was open. So I'm sure you saw me that are walking around and all that kind of stuff. The restaurant is Garcia's. It's our favorite restaurant, period. It's in Lincoln Square.
It's so good.
You should definitely go, especially go on a Thursday through Sunday, sit at the bar and chat up the Dark Knight, Vincente. Fantastic.
He's so good.
He is very good.
He's very friendly. He's awesome.
And, you know, it's a funny thing when you're talking about the female condom stuff. I don't know why guys would get so creeped out about that. But I remember when...
I think maybe creeped out about the idea of having it in your ass.
Yeah, but... So, when my ex that was from Iowa, when his best friend ran, like, one of the big HIV prevention type centers for Iowa City, and one of the things he kept asking, he goes, would you try this? Would you try this? Would you try this? Because it was kind of the new thing of, you know, using these condoms for it. We actually never did. But I'm not surprised that it's becoming, you know... Think about it. Their holes are much bigger than our assholes, and so that ring kind of keeps it from going in.
This is true.
There was a great article in the Red Eye about this, about how why the female condoms aren't marketed as well as the male condom. And also they're more expensive, so that's why they're not given away like free usually at like health clinics. Because I think at like health clinics you can buy a condom for like a quarter or get it for free, but the women's health or the women's condom is like $1.50, and it's they don't market it enough.
So you're gonna kind of ration them like you do with like the sponge from Seinfeld.
The sponge concept is just disgusting to me.
Ugh. Anyway, no. So listeners, what are your thoughts? Have you ever used the female condom for butt sex? Let us know. Send a voicemail. Send us your thoughts, concerns on that. If you haven't and you decide to hook up this weekend and using any of the tips that you learned from JD, let us know how it went. And maybe we'll, you know, this might be a good, it's too bad we can't do like a joint call because I think we should have like Josh and the Lady of the Labia, our lesbian, kind of talk both about like the actual, you know, nurse side of it. And then you got the horror side of it.
Right. Which, I don't know if Josh is lady enough yet to use that.
It's once we figure out Skype, maybe we should have to, our live show should be a panel.
We should.
Where we'll have that like, would be fun. You know, we'll have the Mouth of the South, the Lady of the Labia.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
And then people can call in and ask questions and then we can all.
Oh my God, that would be so cool. We gotta work I bet on they that. Can set that up for us.
We got to work on that.
All right, so you guys, we're at 50 minutes. We have to go. There's no other option. We have to go.
We don't have to. They just deal with a long show.
Yeah, but once Walt's already complaining. I already know it. I hear him already.
Well, you know, he's getting laid right now because he's on his honeymoon. So literally fuck him.
It's 10:30. He's been asleep for about 4 hours.
He's old.
Oh, fine. Well, we love you, listeners.
You guys will be recording on...
Next Wednesday.
No, because your family will be here. Oh.
No, next Wednesday.
Thinking today is like... I'm fucking up my days.
They leave Tuesday. Next
okay,
week.
So we'll record next Wednesday, and hopefully we'll have some shit to talk about.
Yeah.
Sure will.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Deuces.
Peace out, Cubs.
Thanks for calling.
Miss you guys.
Where's my mama? I haven't heard her in a while. Yeah. Maybe I need to call her.
Maybe it's also because we haven't mentioned Big Fatty.
Online.
Very often. Since we were like the opening of his show for, you know, a month.
Right. For like. It was more like 3 months.
Yeah. Everyone get out your Big Fatty app and start using your
voice letter.
Your voice.
Ooh.
your little voiceovers.
That belch kills me each time.
Ooh.
We want an app.
Well,
we have to work on it.
We know we can build one.
Yeah. Build it.
Not we. We have people that want to do it for us.
Build
yeah,
it.
That's
and
true.
We just need to decide what we want on it.
Right.
Listeners, if you had a File Monkey app, what would you want on it?
What would you want on it?
I do think there should be some extra content ever so often of like some on the road mm-hmm. recordings.
I think there should be a game where you sling poo.
That would be fun. Or you pick lice off the back of another monkey.
So awesome.
You fling poo at other podcasts.
That could be fun. All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James Roy.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.